Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do? What?
I'm going to go to Google.
Okay.
And I'm going to type in random word generator.
Okay.
And I'm going to just, I'm going to have the random, because we go into this podcast every week and we never know what we're going to talk about. And we never, I mean, it ends up being some of my favorite conversations ever. But we never know how to start. And today's one of those days. We don't know how to start. So Melissa, I'm going to generate a random word here on Google.
Okay.
Whatever that word is, we're going to start talking about it.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I kind of like this. We should do this every time.
Well, that one's that
every
word.
Time when you turn it into a game.
That first word kind of sucks.
Oh, you.
Okay. Committee.
Committee?
Committee.
Committee.
Yeah. Committee. I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't know.
Oh, do you ever see the movie Secret Life of Walter Mitty? With Ben Stiller? So good. You would love it.
This is a Melissa McGurn movie. Really?
Yeah, because one, it's Ben Stiller.
Yes, which I do love him.
And Adam Scott.
Ooh, love Adam Scott. He's funny.
And Kristen Wiig.
Okay, and she's my favorite.
Yep, and she's the love interest. So the cast right there is already Melissa McGurn tailored.
Okay.
But the storyline is so great. And it's a remake of an older film, of a much older movie. But it's basically this guy who daydreams a lot and is stuck in a rut in his life and then ultimately decides to just go for it.
Go for what?
Just go for it.
Like, what does he go for?
This is the plot synopsis.
Okay.
So he just goes for it. And like, he has a crush on Kristen Wiig. But he's too nervous to ever do anything. But he daydreams about doing it all the time. And then he goes on this like adventure. And he just breaks out of his comfort zone. And he finally starts living his life.
Doing what?
Adventuring and stuff. I don't know. It's just go watch it. Trust me.
It's an old movie. So you can tell me the detail. Are you
it's
afraid?
It's an older movie. But the remake came out. Probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. So in other words, you don't want to tell me any more details than that.
No, because I want you to watch it. Because if I tell you more details, you won't go see it.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. You gave me a list of movies and I've been checking off that list, remember? You haven't given me a list lately.
No, I haven't.
But have you
checked off the ones on the original list? Because I feel like you haven't.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Don't ask me what they were because I've
already
forgotten.
I was going to say, you just gave me the look. You go, yeah, I did. When you said, yeah, I did, your face just screamed, I don't know what I'm saying right now.
I knew what I was saying, but I can't remember your list. I can't remember the names of movies. That's not my thing. Movies, lines.
Yes, no, I know movies is not your thing.
It's just not.
But you know what's coming out tomorrow.
I wish it was. What?
Jurassic World.
Oh, yes, Jurassic World.
The third Jurassic World.
Is that not getting that good of reviews?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I'm scared.
I saw something that was like very so-so.
Should we look right now?
Yeah, look right now.
I have a theory. So Jurassic Park, the original, Steven Spielberg.
Which was a classic.
In my opinion, one of the top 10 greatest films of all time.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at you.
Just because of the technological advancements in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of the first movies with real like CGI,
mm-hmm.
but they did it subtly. They didn't go full blown like movies do today to cut back on costs. But because it was the early 90s, they actually built donuts. They built dinosaurs.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And they were actual like robots, and so it made it feel so real because you could see and touch these dinosaurs, and it wasn't just some green screen.
Right, exactly.
Nowadays, Hollywood's always looking to cut costs and just go bigger and badder.
With the CGI, which doesn't look as real.
And it doesn't look as real.
And so that takes
away from it. So the first Jurassic Park was great. The Lost World, in my opinion, it was good.
It was okay.
But it was a huge step down from Jurassic Park.
Absolutely. But that's hard to live up to, though.
Shout out Vince Vaughn, who's actually in that movie.
True.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. He was a Chicagoan for a while.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vince.
Hey, thanks, Vince. And then the third Jurassic Park with like William H. Macy, I think, was in it.
Correct.
That one was just terrible. But then they came out with Jurassic World. They waited like, you know, 20 years or whatever. 25 years, probably. Came out with Jurassic World. It was great. I thought it was good. It, you know, a little too much CGI for my liking. They didn't actually build the dinosaurs, but that's what you're going to get with movies these days. You just have to come to accept you're getting CGI.
Maybe you shouldn't accept it.
Ooh, should we picket Hollywood?
I think so.
Let's protest Hollywood.
I think we should. Like, put more effort into it, Hollywood.
Oh,
make
my
it
gosh.
Look more real.
Let's protest. Let's go to the Hollywood sign and just march around with signs, yes. Our own signs.
Totally.
Oh.
Plus, we get to be in California.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, let's do it in the great winter weather. When it gets cold, though.
Yes. No, okay. Agreed. Yes. Anything to get away from the Chicago winters. I'm all aboard. We could do the show live from out there, too. We'd
awesome.
Have to wake up 2 hours earlier, though, which kind of stinks.
Who cares?
The second Jurassic World, it sucked.
How is it that they can't get it right? Especially when you've done it over and over and over again.
They're looking for the cash grab. And so the scripts are not, and like a lot of times they'll change the scripts on the fly and like, they're just not, the storylines are dumb and they don't worry about the story or the plot or anything like that.
They
worry about is making big dinosaurs, jump scares and things like that.
But they don't make as much money.
No, because it's a summer blockbuster. They know they're guaranteed to make at least, just on name alone, you could put Jurassic World out there and make a home movie of Porter shot by Melissa on her iPhone and it would make $2 billion just because it's called Jurassic World.
And I do think you're probably right, which is why they keep doing it. However, there's something in my brain that keeps telling me, well, if you did the movie in the right way, it may take longer,
yeah,
but you'll make a lot more money because people will see it multiple times,
right,
or people will rent it on TV, or it'll become more of a classic. And so I feel like it's like a lazy, quick grab of cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Agreed.
Right?
Yes.
And I don't like that.
I don't like it either. And that's why you see a movie like Top Gun,
yeah,
Maverick, where they actually took the time. And granted, I know it was delayed multiple times, mainly because of COVID. But they took the time with this movie to, Tom Cruise taught each and every one of the young actors that are in that film to fly. And they went up in the jets and they, when they could have very easily and probably for a lot less money.
Totally.
Just green screen them.
Right. They
in
were
jets,
flying
in
those
cockpits.
Real jets.
But
yes.
Yeah, real like 3G forces or whatever they call it, like hitting their face.
Yep.
And they're actually in the jets as they're turning upside down and as they're maneuvering.
And you can tell because of the way their faces,
right,
react or they jerk,
yes,
when they take off and,
right,
things like that.
Yeah, that shot of him taking off from the... From
and
the flight aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like that.
I love it.
That little attention to detail, it makes it feel so much more real.
Totally.
If they were in a green screen, it wouldn't have felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun. And I think that's one of the reasons why everyone was so stunned with Top Gun. And it did so well. And that's one of the reasons why Jurassic Park did so well, the original. So now that leads us to Jurassic World, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, to be honest, based off of the last Jurassic World movie, I had low hopes, very low hopes. And I'm like, it's probably going to suck. Just another cash grab like you were talking about.
Right. Did you look up the reviews?
Well, no, not yet, which we'll do live here in just a second.
I'm scared.
They're bringing back Sam Neill.
I know,
they're bringing back
that.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. She looks amazing, by the way.
And Jeff,
gosh,
Goldblum.
I know.
All three of them look amazing.
They do. Jeff Goldblum looks great, too.
I want to age like, you know, in a movie about dinosaurs, how do they look the youngest?
I know. It's pretty darn impressive. I'll tell you that. Jeff Goldblum, The Fly. Love that movie.
Wait, do you really?
Yeah.
You love The Fly?
I loved that movie.
Wow. I don't know if I've ever it's a fine film. I don't know if I've ever heard of anyone be like, oh, I love The Fly.
I loved that movie.
Well, you know, now I have PTSD based off of flies because they're invading my house right now.
Oh.
I'm scared to go home. That's honestly one of the reasons why I'm talking so much right now.
It's just delay, so
yes,
you don't,
yes,
have to go
home.
So
I don't
home?
Have to go home because I'm scared of these flies. My house is infested with flies right
which
now.
Which is disgusting to think about.
Okay,
although mine has ants. I don't know which is worse.
All right, I'm looking up Jurassic World Dominion Rotten Tomatoes score, okay? Which, I take all Rotten Tomatoes scores with a grain of salt because...
Yeah, why is that?
Well, there's the user, the critic score and the audience score. Mm-hmm. I think you have to kind of find a narrow balance between the two, because I do think critics are overly critical. Obviously, it's their job.
Right.
But I do think they have a finer taste in film.
But they're also sometimes looking for things that other people don't know what to look for.
I agreed. Agreed. Yes. But I think the audience,
and all kinds of stuff.
The audience is the general public, is
right.
the not like trying, not looking to critique a movie. It's very simple. Did you like it? Did you not? Yes or
so
no?
So when you see a Rotten Tomatoes score, is that a blend of the two then? If it says the Rotten Tomatoes score is 96%, is that
no.
a blend of the critics and the general audience?
No, the tomato meter, what they call it, that is just critics.
Okay, that's just
but
critics.
But they have the audience score right next
to
it.
Next to it. Okay, yes. Gotcha. So what is it? I thought I read a headline that said that they were disappointed in it.
Okay. So it goes from 0 to 100%.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I think only one movie has ever gotten 100%. It's like Paddington 2 or something.
And is this the Rotten Tomato score or the
audience
score?
This is the tomato meter, the Rotten Tomato score. The audience score isn't out yet just because the movie comes out tomorrow.
Right. Exactly.
So do you want to take a guess? 0 through 100. A number.
74%.
Lower.
Oh, I knew it. I knew I saw something bad. 48%.
Lower.
Oh, no. What a bummer. 36%?
Higher.
40%.
Lower.
38%.
Oh,
boy.
After 152 reviews.
Oh, no. I knew I saw a headline.
And this is
why
it makes me mad, because it's like when you have the, and look, it could still, the audience could still love it. That could just be critics being overly critical. So you do it again, take it with a grain of salt.
If I'm going to see a critic score like that, I still rather see it at 60 or 70, thinking then the audience would really love it. But when it's really that low, 38%.
Yes, it's usually.
And when it's like, that's almost universal.
Even if
with
the audience
critics.
Score votes, even if the audience score is like 20% higher, that's still only 50%. That's one in every two
there
people like it.
So, yeah. I mean, that's really low. So it's got to be bad.
So I'll say this. Go into it if you're going to see it, if you're planning on seeing it. I was disappointed because I was like, I got excited when I saw Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern return. Because this is the first time the three of them have all been in a film. Jeff Goldblum was in Lost World. Sam Neill, I think, may have been in Jurassic World or Jurassic Park 3. And Laura Dern hasn't been in one since the original.
She's been doing lots of other things, though.
I know. She's so great.
She's great.
Big Little Lies on HBO.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Yeah.
Love that show.
Yeah.
So I was like, please don't screw this up. If you're going to bring them back, that's a big swing. Don't screw it up, because they are tied to the original, which is the greatest. In my opinion, it's one of the best films
ever.
Yeah,
but look what they did. They screwed it up.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Okay.
But according to the critics.
Okay.
I wonder if...
I can't wait till you see it, and then I get your feedback next to the critic feedback, so I can see what you think.
I want to see if our guy Richard Roper has his in yet. I don't see it anywhere.
Dean Richards in there?
Dean Richards? I don't see it. Oh, wait. Oh, no, that's Richard Probst.
From Survivor?
No. That's Jeff Probst.
Oh, that's Jeff Probst. That's right.
I told you
I don't know TV movies.
Oh my gosh. What if the host of Survivor, just like in the downtime when he's not on the island putting out tiki torches, he's reviewing movies?
Oh my God. That'd be hilarious.
That would
actually be
hilarious. Like, he needed a side hustle. Like, we talked about you picked up bartending. Just, you know, make a little extra cash on the side.
Right.
If he just like picked up movie criticking.
I would go and see what he has to say about it. I'd check it out.
Also, I called it criticking?
Whatever.
Critiquing? Anyway, so that's our podcast about the word committee.
Wow. What happened?
We're not good at this.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.